Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning. How are you, everybody? Thanks for joining us. Great show lined up today. We've got Floyd Self talking about Leadership Tallahassee. What's that all about? And our good friend Vincent Hunt is back. And oh my goodness, has he got a story to tell. We've got events in a minute and all sorts of neat stuff going on around town, so you stay with me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Widen Glass, Tallahassee's first name in glass for your home or office, and by Merry Maids. Call Merry Maids. Relax. And it's done.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tripping out to truck.
Folks, the backup camera system has become a standard in most of the new vehicles, and you don't have to buy a new vehicle in order to have the safety and protection of the standard. Come in to Truck and Car Concepts. We can install a backup camera system that's going to give you the safety and protection for $399 and up.
Everything is here from A to Z.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Here we are, folks. What a great, beautifully, lovely weekend in Tallahassee for those of us who loved being outdoors. And come on, folks, this is what you waited all winter for, and we've got a great weekend here. Thanks for joining me. It's our pleasure. Every week we're here at 93.3 in Tallahassee. Freedom 93, our home station for those in Tallahassee who enjoy good conversation. I think the official tagline there is, where Tallahassee comes to talk. Isn't that right? Yeah. So here we are. We're talking. And our show we think of as just an ongoing conversation. You know, more beauty, less bully. And so it's our purpose to engage you in that conversation from week to week with some of the brightest and most interesting and hottest topics around town. Things like the Taltech luncheon that we attended earlier this week. The Taltech luncheon, Taltech Alliance, by the way, is a great organization. If you don't know about them, you need to check them out. And they had their monthly gathering over there at Capital City Country Club. Nice lunch, and great people, people who are innovators and creators and imagineers and all kinds of folks that get involved in this. But it's fun to hang out with people like that, at least it is for me, because I learned so much. And the topic of the day happened to be 3D printing. Have you heard about this? Okay, so with 3D printing, and it goes all the way from a very basic entry-level sort of printer that uses an inkjet-type nozzle to create 3D objects. Yeah, I mean, you take an image that is three-dimensional and you send it to this device, and the device creates that object, you know, and it can be a key tag or a little statue or something of that nature. But then you go all the way up the line with the advances of that idea into technologies that include the creation of living tissue from stem cells, so like kidneys and ears, and even consumables, so like creating food products, creating beef by having this machine do it for you. Yeah, I know, it's sci-fi kind of stuff, but you got to get into hearing what this is all about, because it's coming on hard and fast. You can buy a 3D printer at Walmart, for heaven's sakes. Now, it may not make you a steak at this point, but it can make you really cool-looking key tech. nonetheless, we did have the chance to be a part of the presentation. Ken Baldoff was there. Did I say that right? Is it Ken Baldoff? I believe that's right. Anyway, let's listen in. Ken will let him speak for himself.
We are at the Taltech Alliance lunch for this month of February, and we have with us Mr. Ken Baldoff. He is the director of Program in Interdisciplinary Computing at Florida State University. Ken, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks. It took me a year to learn how to say that name of the program. So
I noticed PIC is right next to it. See, guys like you and I.
PIC is good.
A lot easier. So today's presentation all about 3D printing. Man, I can't imagine anybody leaving this lunch today and not, if they're not fully informed, at least they are intrigued by the implications. This is really amazing stuff.
Yeah, 3D printing comes off as being kind of a way to make cheap little trinkets. But in reality, the more advanced versions of 3D printing are just changing industry, changing the medical profession, changing design. It's impacting just about every profession.
Now, how is it that PIC has an interest in 3D printing as the director of this program with the university?
Well, PIC is concerned with technologies that impact all the different degree programs at FSU. So while we teach courses in web design and spreadsheets, we also support various types of showcases like our Digitech event and the upcoming Stacking Layers 3D printing symposium. So we just promote technologies that are going to impact students across campus.
When is the date of that symposium?
It's the 24th and 25th. That's Tuesday and Wednesday of next week, and registration closes tomorrow night, Thursday night.
Folks, there we have it. Ken Baldoff, the director for PIC, the Program in Interdisciplinary Computing with Florida State University, and you are in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
The Tallahassee Taltech Alliance luncheon there at Capital City Country Club, 3D printing, great stuff. Let's see. Hannah Keating has the day off, so I'm stepping in here to tell you a little bit about what's going on around town with our events in a minute. And let's see, tomorrow night, 7:30, the cast and crew of Memphis will be in performance at the Donald L. Tucker Civic Center. Tickets begin at $40, depending on seat location. This is a musical based in the 1950s, explosive dance, irresistible songs, Memphis on stage at the Civic Center. The Women's Business Council at the Big Bend Minority Chamber of Commerce will be hosting a public forum on February 26th at 6 p.m. at the Leroy Collins Leon County Public Library. Don't want to miss that. How about this? If you're a local Seminole fan, it's important for us to support all things Knoll, right? So you come out February 24th, 8 p.m. to see and listen to the FSU World Music Concert. The FSU Irish Ensemble will be performing alongside Aziza. What else we've got? Well, we need to pay due homage to a fabulous event coming up in April. This is Tallahassee Woman Magazine presenting Women Who Mean Business Awards. This is the first ever. And Tallahassee Woman Magazine will be presenting this award ceremony, which takes place at the Women's Club of Tallahassee on April 30th from 11 to 1. So it's a luncheon type thing. The theme for this year's event is Women on Fire. So you can nominate someone to receive one of these awards, and they have them in various categories. An innovator, an entrepreneur, a service award, or a rock star, or even a legacy builder. Each of these categories are available for you to be able to nominate someone who you think deserves that award. We'll give you more details as we go forward, but just mark your calendars. It's April 30th at the Women's Club, and nominations are being taken now. So you need to go to their website, the Tallahassee Women Magazine website, and you can do so by going to talwomanmag.com. So there you go, folks. We are going to have with us Floyd Self momentarily. He's going to talk about Leadership Tallahassee. We'll be back right after this.
I'm certain it happens all the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it sure feels like
madness.
Don't you know I'm gonna make it with my friends? I promised myself I'd get by. Said I'm gonna try it with a tour.
Do we need anybody?
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781. Finally, the right face for radio. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on Saturday morning. What a beautiful weekend. Oh, my goodness. Folks, this is the kind of weather that just makes you say, it's spring, or maybe almost spring, and you know, some of the flowers have started to come out, and we have all kinds of neat stuff coming our way, and baseball is here, and something called Leadership Tallahassee is about to begin its next class. We're going to learn all about Leadership Tallahassee with our good friend Floyd Self, who has joined us this morning. Good morning, Mr. Self.
Good morning. Thanks for being here.
You look like yourself. How are you?
I said to myself...
So Floyd says, you know, Brian, you had to go to the stupidest, cheapest joke you could think of. Like, I've never heard that before in my life. Anyway, so now you know that's what I do. And what we do here, folks, as you know, is to find out more about what Floyd and his organization is doing to contribute to our welfare and our understanding. And in this case, Leadership Tallahassee has a very unique sort of mission, I think, and a unique approach to that. I'll let you speak for that, Floyd. Tell us what Leadership Tallahassee is in your mind.
Sure. The mission of Leadership Tallahassee is to cultivate a diverse network of emerging and experienced leaders committed to improving the community.
Okay. And if you didn't know that, you could read it right there on his website. Let's do that. Get that business out of the way. LeadershipTallahassee.com. If you're listening, want to go online right now and check this out. This is pretty cool stuff. Cultivating a diverse network of emerging and experienced leaders who are committed to improving the community. That's a mouthful. But the way in which you do this business of cultivation, right?
Yes.
How does that work?
Well, our signature or mainline program, which is now in its 31st year, is what is the traditional adult
You've
leadership
been doing
Tallahassee.
This 31 program. Years?
31, not me personally, but yeah. The program's been there 31 years.
I didn't
yes.
realize that. I thought this was a sort of newbie effort. 31
no.
years. Where
31.
Have I been?
Yes. Where have you been?
We'd all like to know. I can't tell you. But in that regard, you've seen quite a few folks come through your ranks. These classes that you're talking about happen twice a year, once a year?
It's a once a year, and the program goes on for a year. The application process right now for Class 32 is underway, and the deadline for applications for Class 32 is April 10th.
Okay.
Due to the chamber, the Tallahassee Chamber Office, uh-huh. to Barbara Boone. Uh-huh. And the class year basically will have an orientation in late May.
Okay.
And then you have the summer off, and we have a two-day opening retreat, which will be August 1st and 2nd. And then between September and April, there's a one-day-a-month program day. And during each of those program days, we kind of immerse you in a part of Tallahassee that you may know something about or you may not know anything about.
Okay, for example?
Well, everyone's favorite day is always public safety. So usually...
You get a ride-along?
Well, you can do a ride-along, but the program day itself usually starts out like at Pat Thomas Law Enforcement Academy. Mm-hmm. You get the chance to do the shoot-don't-shoot scenarios, meet the SWAT team and the TAC team.
I think I would fail that test.
Well, you don't have to do it. You get to watch some of
shooting everybody.
It's a very interesting experience, who gets shot
and
who doesn't.
He looks suspicious. Right.
But you get to kind of do a lot of hands-on stuff out there, and then usually the afternoon will be at the Fire Academy out there on Pensacola and Apple Yard, and you get to put out fires and work with the EMTs and do the zip line from the tower and some of those fun things. And in the course of that, get to meet the public safety people in this community.
People who are making this work.
Yeah. Who are just amazing what they do every day.
Yeah, professionals that do their job well and do it every day to keep us safe and save us, many times save us from ourselves. We won't talk about the incident where I set my hair on fire with the barbecue. You can just leave that aside for the moment. Yeah. But in fact, that is one aspect then of this whole leadership training. They get to see what public safety does, as let's say, or what those folks are doing in that sector. But then there are other parts of it as well.
Well, the other program days can be environmental, health care, social services, education, government, law. Huh. So each month we'll have a theme for it, and a group of people that organize and put that day on so that you can learn more about that particular aspect of the community. So it's a very in-depth immersion kind of experience. It's not just sit back and listen to talking heads all day. A lot of the activities can be very hands-on. For example, on Social Services Day, we send the class out into the community to participate in some of the different social service agencies that we have in the community. For Environmental Day, if you're out at Tall Timbers, you get to do a prescribed burn, which, of course, is one of everybody's favorite things to do.
So either setting fires or putting them out.
That's right.
I like that.
You get a chance to do it all in Leadership Tallahassee.
Very cool. So, so I'm getting it now. We're learning about Tallahassee from the inside out, not just standing back or sitting in a classroom.
That's right.
We're meeting the people who are involved in making it all work in whatever capacity.
Right.
And how is this then contributive, we'll say, to my development as a leader? How does this help?
Well, that's a great question, and to be an effective community leader, you really need to know what's going on and what's happening in the community. Mm. And as much as we like to think we know what's going on, we really only know a sliver. I mean, personally, I like to think that the sheriff and the police chief know everything that's going on.
Right.
And Tom Coe, who was the TPD chief a few years ago, before he became assistant city manager, I remember talking with him one of the days during our class year, and he was like, I learned something from today's program. Wow. So,
and this was a guy who'd been in public service for a while.
And whose family's been here a long time, and who was the police chief, who I think is supposed to know everything that's going on in town. Yeah. So it's a wonderful opportunity to be introduced and to know and understand a little better. Obviously, we can't show you everything.
Why?
Because it's not. There's too many great things going on in town. It's always a struggle when you're trying to organize a program.
So it's a matter of practical decision making.
Well, you have to make decisions about everything.
We're talking with Floyd Self, your Leadership Tallahassee, and we are going to take a short break. We'll be back right after this.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray illumination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. It comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tin it. Truck and Car Concepts, 656-8800. Give us a call.
More beauty, less bully. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
So we're talking with Floyd Self, who for his part, you actually went through Leadership Tallahassee then as a trainee, and now you're running the joint. How did that happen?
Well, I was a member of Class 20, which was 11, 12 years ago now. Uh-huh. And, I'd read something in one of the chamber newsletters or something inviting people to apply. I knew a couple of people that had been, that were graduates, and decided to throw my hat in, as it were, and apply. Uh-huh. And in that process, talked to a lot of people that were graduates and started to discover that there's an amazing number of phenomenal people in this community that are Leadership Tallahassee graduates. Uh-huh. And so was privileged enough to be a member of Class 20. And our class project was to create Youth Leadership Tallahassee, which is a program for high school juniors that's similar to the adult program, but has its own unique aspects. Uh-huh. And in subsequent years, I was on the board. I was the curriculum chair along with my lovely wife, Eileen, for Class 24. I was the curriculum chair for the second Youth Leadership Tallahassee class. Served on the board for many years. Was the chair of the Board of Governors a couple of years ago, which was awesome.
So you have been engaged in just about every way we could imagine with this thing, as a consumer and now having given a good deal of leadership to the organization itself. Can you say that as a result of your graduating from the program that it did contribute to your abilities then to lead and to better understand how Tallahassee works, or how do you see that having helped you?
It's absolutely helped me. It's helped me to learn more about myself and certainly the community, and most fundamentally the fact that I can do more to benefit the community and I can be more involved. As busy as we all think we are, there's lots of opportunities for engagement and involvement in the community. And certainly as a consequence of my involvement, I ran for the school board a few years ago, came in second out of five. But nevertheless, yes, still a loser, as my kids say. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience to do that. The support that you get, you know, the opportunity to knock on doors and, you know, on Saturdays and after work and meet strangers and talk with them about our education system, our public schools here in Leon County was a just wonderful, amazing experience.
So for you, that's been sort of your angle. I am hearing your involvement with youth program and education and the school board. So that's sort of how you've leaned.
Yes.
But if I'm not that way, then Leadership Tallahassee might equip me better in my direction, if it were, let's say, public safety or social services or something of that nature.
That's correct, because there are so many different things that go on. I mean, there are literally hundreds of social service agencies, all of whom need volunteers and help, and, you know, they run the gauntlet. Yeah.
So we have this next period of time here over the next couple of weeks to apply for class
32.
And the application process can be found, if you want to get the information, folks, go back to the website, leadershiptallahassee.com, and I'm looking at that page right there, and it says how to apply. So pretty straight up, you ought to be able to take a look at that here today as you're listening to the show. Consider whether or not this is good for you and a good time for you to get involved in this organization. Do you have a cap? You have a certain number of students that you can take?
Yes. Each class is generally between 35 and 40.
Okay.
It like we say, it's a very diverse group of people, both with respect to age as well as what you do in the community. So you don't have to be a CEO of a major company in Tallahassee in order to be somebody that we would be interested in having as part of our class. Mm-hmm. We have no set criteria, minimums, maximums, those sorts of things. We obviously try and get a great mix, a good cross-section of the community. We certainly try and get emerging, young, potential leaders as well as those that have been here for decades giving their service.
Yeah. And you mentioned earlier your connection to the Greater Tallahassee Chamber of Commerce. Is that where this whole idea came from, came out of the chamber?
That's right. 33 years ago, some of the chamber folks were sitting around and recognizing that in order to have a better community, we needed to be providing some better leadership training for them. And so Leadership Tallahassee was created as a consequence of that. You can look online, see some of the people in Class 1. Most of the names you're going to recognize today because we certainly consider them leaders in our community. But if you go back 30, 35 years ago when this was all getting started, most of those people really weren't known and weren't involved in the community. So it was certainly a catalyst for them. The program has evolved tremendously over the years in terms of how it's done. It's now a separate 501c3 corporation, but still very much affiliated and partners with the chamber in order to put on programs.
A collaborative effort there, huh?
Yes, yeah. Yes. Because to the extent Leadership Tallahassee can help create better community leaders, obviously everyone benefits from that.
Wonderful. You know, one of my passions happens to be Tallahassee history. And when you talk about the need for education, training up those folks who are then better able to lead, it reminds me of the idea related to Francis Epps and his grandfather's influence in his life, who happened to be Thomas Jefferson. And his assertion was that democracy cannot survive without an educated populace. So here you have that same sort of kernel of thought, that if we're going to expect growth and change and leadership that can take the helm, so to speak, in whatever capacity, we got to provide for that. And with Francis Epps, he was so convinced of that, he petitioned the legislature repeatedly until he finally got the funding for the West Florida Seminary, which we now know, of course, is Florida State University. So that tradition carries on here, it seems to me. There's a nice complementarity. And the notion that you've referred to here, that this is really open to everybody who has the same kind of kernel of inspiration. They may be a skilled laborer, they might be a CEO, they may be a person who has never done anything in the way of public service, but they have interest in the welfare and the growth of the community.
That's right. And you get people who apply, both who have been active and engaged, school volunteers working for the United Way, working for any of the multiple charities and social organizations in town. But we also get people who are sort of at the beginning, whether they're in their 20s or even 40s or 50s, who say, I'm now at that point in my life where I've gotten a few things straightened out or taken care of, and I'm ready now to learn more about the community and to be more engaged, to contribute, to give back to the community that's given me so much.
Well, certainly it could be observed or argued that Tallahassee is in the middle of or in the midst of some significant changes and growth, we might even say. It seems to me that Leadership Tallahassee has a significant part in that. We want to learn more about, I'd like to know more from you as to your perspective on our progress as it goes. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, if you've just joined us, we're talking about Leadership Tallahassee and its role here in the community over these last 31 years to help equip leaders in various ways and in various capacities in our community. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We've got Floyd Self, who is the director for the entire organization. You stay with us. We're going to learn a lot more when we come back.
Well, I'm not the director. I'm just a volunteer.
Oh, there you go.
I'm just a volunteer.
Let me say that again. So we've got Floyd Self with us, who is one of the volunteers with Leadership Tallahassee, and for his part has been a part of the organization for a number of years, contributing to its direction and its operation. We'll continue when we come back right after this.
Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Mary Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Mary Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Mary Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at marymaids.com.
Now we're talking Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. If you've just joined us, we have Floyd Self talking about Leadership Tallahassee and its role in helping us better understand who we are and why we're here and what we're doing and how we can do it better, I guess, would be a good thing to say. In that capacity, Floyd, you've been a member of the community, a graduate of Leadership Tallahassee. You serve as a volunteer now and have been involved in the leadership there, especially working with young people. It seems to me you have the advantage or a vantage point that would allow you to see things that have changed and what we have done as a community in the last, let's say, the last 30, 35 years. Certainly a lot different than when I arrived in 1978. But mostly what's different, I think, is some of the predisposed thinking about what Tallahassee is and what it can be. And so there's a kind of freshness to me, it seems, where we're shuffling the deck, we're rethinking a lot of the old ideas and making room for some new ideas. This idea that that all of the resource, the power, the money, even the intellectual resource doesn't all have to reside in one place, that it can be distributed. And so when I think of Leadership Tallahassee, I'm asking the question, how do you think this organization plays into us helping to find our place in the world, or our spot on the wall, as J.T. Burnett likes to say? This changing landscape, we might say.
Sure. Probably the best thing that Leadership Tallahassee does is it helps you understand that you can be involved and you can make a difference in the community. You know, the best thing we have going for us in Tallahassee are the people. And, you know, there's now over 1,000 Leadership Tallahassee graduates out there, people who have taken a deeper dip into the many things going on in town and the opportunities that exist there. And as a consequence of that, have gotten involved in new and important ways to make the community better.
Well, in fact, we've seen just in the last 5-6 years, the emergence of Cascades Park and, of course, the whole Blueprint 2000 initiatives and College Town. And, I mean, all of it seems to have culminated at this time. Do you think Leadership Tallahassee plays a part in having seen that come about?
I think Leadership Tallahassee has played a great part in making those things happen. If you think about organizations like KCCI, a number of the people involved in that are also happen to be Leadership Tallahassee graduates. You look at the people that were involved in the KCCI project for Get Gains Going. A lot of those people are Leadership Tallahassee graduates. You know, I think four of our county commissioners, three of our city commissioners are all Leadership Tallahassee graduates, our county manager. So these are people who, you know, have gone the ultimate in terms of seeking public office.
Yeah.
But again, most of the people don't seek public office. Actually, Leadership Tallahassee, in fact, I helped organize a program a couple of years ago to inspire and encourage people to seek both elected or appointed office in Tallahassee. We called it Willingness to Serve. Great program.
Almost a subset of the goals, huh?
Yes, yes. Because we, again, as Leadership Tallahassee, while we have certain programs that we put on, the adult program, Youth Leadership Tallahassee, we also do Building Better Boards, which is coming up in May out at TCC, which is an opportunity for both professional nonprofit people as well as volunteers to gain some critical skills to help them in their operation and management of the nonprofits that we have in town, and we get over 100 people that show up for that, many of whom are not Leadership Tallahassee
graduates. I
wonder
if any of the folks over there at FAMU, their board, have been a part of that training. It seems as though they've had a difficult time in coming together on the decision for the new president, but a little editorial comment there on my side. What is, in fact, do you think, so unique about Tallahassee? Since we're having this conversation,
it's the people.
You said the people,
and the relationships of people.
Yeah.
You know, I had breakfast the other day with County Commissioner Nick Maddox. No agenda. I wasn't trying to push anything, but it was just an opportunity for him and I and his chief aide Kathy Jones to just talk about things that are going on personally, as well as in the community, bounce some ideas around. Like I said, I wasn't there for a client or anything.
Do you get the sense that everybody has that same level of access? I mean, would Nick be willing to have breakfast with a guy like me?
Sure, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Huh. And just you know, being in the restaurant and the people that come up, and you know, the people that he knows and the conversations that he has with folks there. And in my experience with the city and county commissioners, I think they're all very open to talking with their constituents.
Right. Well, we're a big champion of Liz Joyner and their efforts as Village Square to further that conversation, to provide an additional platform. What I guess I wonder about are those 200,000 residents, let's say, in Tallahassee, Leon County area, and how many of those folks find access, and this is a constant theme with me, because that's what this show is all about. We want to encourage more conversation so that everybody has a sense of contribution to this discussion, and where that leads us as to how, and now the question becomes very practical, how this $750 billion, the penny tax, how that is going to be allocated. And so, you know, the county board makes its ruling and city commissioners have their vote. And the question comes, well, you know, at least with people like Kim Rivers, how do all those ideas we came up with through Imagine Tallahassee play out? Is there a room for any of that there on your list? Do you think Leadership Tallahassee plays a part in sort of opening the door then, I guess, to more folks?
Absolutely we do. The fact that anyone in the community can apply, you know, you just have to, you have to take the initiative. You have to take the first step. Okay. You know, I learned, one of my observations from running for public office, people live in a bubble. And so the question is, how big is that bubble that you live in? And how willing are you to expand that bubble? Yeah. How can I get better involved, more involved? We all benefit from that process.
The organization is called Leadership Tallahassee. Floyd Self, who has given of him
his self for us this morning. Thank you, Floyd. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it. And please apply online.
That's right, folks. You can do so. LeadershipTallahassee.com is the website. Lots of good information there. I know that this is a good time for you to consider it. Sounds like a great opportunity to grow personally and to learn how to contribute across the community. Again, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We are going to come back to you right after this break. Stay with us. We've got Vincent Hunt in the next hour, and we'll be talking and continuing to talk about the changing face of Tallahassee. You stay with us.
The possibility of a concussion is a reality for anyone who is active in sports or physical activity. Tallahassee Orthopedic Clinic has opened its regional concussion center, providing baseline and post-concussion testing to aid in evaluation and treatment. The TOC Foundation is proud to offer baseline concussion testing as a community service for only $20. Call today for an appointment, 877-8174.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday when we have such a great opportunity to get to know two very lovely people here under the heading Intense Events. And we have with us Kathy and Donna, who have graciously joined us. Donna Smithy and Kathy
Lamonte.
Thank you for saying that because it's too early.
The mountain in French.
French, eh? Yeah. So here we have Intense Events, and in the business spotlight moment of our show, we like to be able to showcase those folks around town who have it going on. And see, how many years have you been in business?
19.
Doing this for
this.
19 years?
1999.
I hope
calculator.
That. Oh no, maybe that doesn't work out. I'm not good at math.
Okay, well,
it's in the teens.
Somewhere in there.
Well, Intense Events, 1999, yeah. 1983. You actually got in the business.
Yeah. So, Intense Events is that business we want to think about when we have a celebration, a party, an event, and we need perhaps a tent. But we also do lots of other things here with you, don't we? So tell us about some of the mundane stuff. What are some of the features of the business? What do you offer?
Tables, chairs.
Okay, we'll take a break and come back right after this.
Okay, here's mundane. Tables, chairs, linen. But then we've got a nice lighted bar, you know, and an iridescent dance floor.
I'm going to tell you, folks, and they do have some very cool toys. In fact, you brought one of those with us. Can we have a little demo of how that works? This is a little megaphone.
The party has entered the building.
I love that. So if you have a party coming up and you want to be in charge or put somebody in charge, just hand them this red megaphone thingy. Does it have other noise?
It has a siren, but I'm afraid to use it.
Oh.
You want me to?
You can do the siren.
It's loud.
Carl won't like it, but I'm... Yeah! Hey, well, so the party is not just here. It has officially begun, and we're talking about Intense Events. You're located pretty central to the whole Tallahassee area, off Capitol Circle, in the Capitol Circle Commerce Center, I believe it's called, right?
We had to get up really early to get over here on time.
Our studios are not far from the location we're talking about, so that helps. That was part of the condition here, wasn't it? Yeah, if we have to go more than a half mile, we're not showing up. I'm sorry.
No,
yeah.
We're thrilled to be here.
So in case you're wanting to get in on all this stuff, let me give you the web address, which will be very simple for you to remember. So myintenseevents.com. Very good. Okay. And in fact, the party keeps going because you serve so many different, it seems to me, a lot of different organizations. I don't think that there's an association that has a fundraiser that you haven't helped. What are some of the most unusual that you've had to, or have had the opportunity to serve, I guess?
Unusual.
I mean, kind of weird, wacky stuff. I know you work with Russ with the Photo Fun Shop.
That's right,
his kind of a neat thing. You mentioned the lighted bar.
Well, we have fun no matter who we're serving. We don't discriminate if you're fun or not.
We'll fortunate in my case, yeah.
Yeah, right. No, not fun. You, but, you know, I mean, we get associations coming in, and they don't know what they need or what they want, and we just, when they leave, they're laughing, and they've had a good time, and we've figured out, you know, just how to help them.
And we do a lot of work with the community. We do a lot with 211 Big Bend, American Cancer Society, Tennis Challenger, Center for Biblical Studies. But we, you know, we try to give back to the community.
Well, I noticed that too. There's a lot of ways in which you have contributed, and many times I'll see the Intense Events logo listed among those who are supporting and contributing. Sponsoring, that's kind of your thing, isn't it, too? You started with another business. Tell us about, was it Tally?
Yeah, I started in 1983 at Singing Tallygram. Yeah. Right, I took that over, and so I was a gorilla. And bless, I still am.
Bless your hairy little
not
heart.
Really,
yeah,
you know,
right.
And
do you
it
still
had
have
like
the suit.
I think I have part
probably.
Of it. Yeah, I put it
when
on
you
periodically.
Need it, yes.
Yeah, right. You know, so I had Singing Tallygram till 1996, and we took that from like two characters to like six to eight characters.
So you would show up at somebody's office and mm-hmm. sing the telegram.
In
the
a gorilla suit or as a bellhop. Sweet. Or I was famous for the nerd. So the singing nerd is famous in Tallahassee,
oh
and
my.
That was me. And oh it really is disheartening when people come to me and say, you're that singing nerd, and I'm dressed this way. Thanks.
But you do personally have an interest in music, and I know you've been a member of the Tallahassee Community Chorus for many years. Went to Europe, I think, and went
yeah.
to China. I mean,
went to Carnegie Hall.
My goodness.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So there you go. Kathy, what about you? What have you got that's special other than your cute little heart-shaped glasses?
Well, love is in the air. It's wedding season, so we're getting really busy with lots of weddings and all kinds of events. But
yeah.
I love what I do. I do all our social media and marketing, and my title is actually head cheerleader. So I have a lot of fun in the office, and we do a lot of things together, and it's just a great time.
You know, that's an interesting point. You are, let's say, generally speaking, in the party or having fun kind of business, right? So
exactly.
If you were not these sorts of folks that really love doing this, that would be a challenge, I think. But you guys just kind of let the nuttiness flow. I mean, is that a sort of... point of reference that if you're not having fun, you're doing something wrong? Or
well, it's sort of a Donna Smithy characteristic.
I see.
In everything that I've ever done, including college. I mean, in the School of Business, I did a presentation on roller skates so that they'd pay attention to me. So there you go.
Yeah, and here you come along as the marketing director, and you've got a Donna here who is like, yeah, right, whatever, let's just do it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. We've
marching around the building and...
videos, we do videos, you know, we just have a lot of fun.
Now, in addition, there are those moments, of course, that are perhaps a bit more, shall we say, serious or what would be the right word there, dignified. I mean, so weddings, I mean, is that, I mean, so I mean, you know, if my daughter's getting married, I'm not looking for, you know, the clown nose and the loud, you know, the megaphone, but... You've done a lot of that sort of work too. I mean, the tables and chairs and tents that you talk about.
I think that the fun nature that is always present over there, except when I'm in a bad mood.
Let's see, that's Tuesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
Okay,
yeah, right. We help the people that come in for weddings are just. You know, weddings are so stressful, and if it's their first one, they don't know what to do, and so we're putting them at ease, and we're having fun with it, and we're trying to calm them down, and we're, you know, so I think they leave smiling and laughing, and we give them pins and bags, and, you know, just
yeah.
sing their name. I sing people's names on the phone all the time when they answer the phone.
Very cool.
We try to take the stress out of planning for them, so we understand
yeah.
it's a very important occasion, and
yeah.
it means a lot to them, so, and our experience, the years and years of experience that we have, we're able to let them know, hey,
understood.
You know, this is all going to go smooth, we assure you.
That, in fact, probably is the most redeeming part of what you do, in my experience. And I've had the opportunity to do business with these ladies over the years.
And I can say that in some of those occasions, I have been stressed out over trying to plan something. But when you get in touch with them, man, it does. It just sort of puts things in perspective, and they know what they're doing. Sometimes I
suppose. Yeah, you should come in my office when I'm scheduling and try to ask me a question.
Hey, well, we'll move right along then. And give us the phone number before we go.
That's 850-309-7626.
7626. Folks, Intense Events is the business. Well, thank you for being with us, ladies.
It's always a pleasure,
thank
Brian.
You.
Indeed.
This is awesome.
The Business Spotlight here with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We'll be right back.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781. The best place for conversation. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on Saturday. Glad you have stayed with us during this wonderful broadcast, if I may say so. I have fun. I make it my business to have fun with this show, and I'm so glad that you're here. And it's my deep pleasure to welcome to the broadcast Vincent Hunt, who has graciously agreed to be back here. You've been away, my friend. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Doing good. Got a lot going on, but I'm doing good.
We talked several months ago, and for those who may not know Vincent, let me introduce you to Vincent Hunt, who I will say, without embarrassing him too much, unless I think I can get away with it, is a sizable contribution to the conversation and the intellectual development of our community, and that isn't to not give credit where credit's due to all sorts of other folks out there. But Vincent, you have come to this town from the Midwest.
Yeah.
You know, you were just like a farm boy up
Indianapolis,
there.
Indiana.
Indianapolis, yeah. You know, absolutely. Growing corn or whatever you do up there in Indianapolis.
There's a lot of corn. There is a lot of corn.
And man, you've been sowing seeds down here for the last several years.
Yeah.
And I love to tell people, you know, he found Jim Hunt in Twitter.
Yeah.
And you guys on started Twitter. Chatting with each other
yeah.
about this little idea, you know, something that would be good for restaurateurs and,
yeah.
you know, maybe a cloud-based solution so they don't have to print menus all the
yep.
time. It could be global.
Absolutely.
And then ended up calling it menuless, you
yep.
know. And so you come to Tallahassee with that as your at least primary mission, as I understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you're still here. Menuless
yeah.
has happened.
Yeah.
And it's going to continue to go forward.
Mm-hmm.
But doggone it, man, you won't give up. You have all
no.
this other stuff.
Yeah.
that you're involved in, and so it just seemed right to me. The theme for this show has been about the changing face of Tallahassee.
Mm-hmm.
Our listeners know this. Folks, you know I'm annoying that way, that I keep ranting on this topic, and how it is that we're departing from a kind of agrarian way of thinking and a plantation mentality and jazz
mm-hmm.
like that, and we're at a time when innovation is the buzzword and collaboration and
mm-hmm.
inclusion, not exclusion, and investing in new ideas. That
mm-hmm.
seems to be happening more and more and more.
Mm-hmm.
And from my humble vantage point, man, you're right in the mix of that.
Yeah.
And it takes my breath away. It must take your breath away when you
yeah.
stop and think about all the stuff that you're involved in. And I just need you to tell us, if you can, give me a listing of all the different things that you've got your hands in. I mean, even
mm-hmm.
since we talked last, it's only been a few months. But.
Yeah, and you're 100% correct. What brought me here was an original idea, Menuless, which was designed for the hospitality industry, primarily restaurants.
Yeah.
And we started a company called Kind Intelligence. That was me, Jim Hunt, Drew McLeod, who's a local
yeah.
Guy here. He's
Everybody
pretty awesome.
Drew.
Yeah, Drew
Paradise
is awesome.
Grill, baby.
He's awesome. If I just bring up Paradise Grill, everybody yeah. knows exactly who he is.
I mean, sad day when he stood out there with his cell cam. You know, he's taking pictures of the old building, and we're all writing on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's going to be okay, Drew. You're going to be all right, man. We love you. You know,
yeah, Drew is a champion. He's a local champion. And, of course, so is Jim. Don't want to take any, you know, credit from him. And then as well as ones that we don't see, which is Josh Boutwell, who's up in Albany, Georgia. And then a host of other people who really just kind of contributed yeah. to that whole project, Kind Intelligence. So that's what brought me here.
And just for those who don't understand what Menuless is about, how mm-hmm. would you express that in a sentence or two?
Menuless, basically what it does, it takes the paper menu and converts it to a digital menu that's hosted in the cloud and takes all the content that's on that menu and indexes it to the web.
Yeah.
So it's pretty interesting. It was a provocative idea
yeah.
To really, really move the restaurant industry into the digital age. And so we're doing it. It's pretty awesome.
It is cool. So there you go, folks. An example of how an idea is germinated, we'd mm-hmm. say, you know, between a couple of guys.
Mm-hmm.
And then it starts to grow legs and you get funding and now it's operational. Now, you have then since that time
mm-hmm.
been contributive in a number of other things.
Yes.
Massive Corporation.
Yes.
Massive Academy.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about Massive.
Massive Corporation is a research and development company. What I noticed here in Tallahassee when I got here like 3 years ago is the fact that it's on the brink of the innovation economy. It's like right there. That's why there's so many conversations that are going on right now. And I think that the reason why we're seeing so much change is because people cannot stop the natural course of time and economics. So when the economic condition changes from where we were, which was the industrial economic system
yeah.
to the post-industrial or the innovation economic system, Tallahassee is not immune to that idea. So I created Massive Corporation as a way for small to medium-sized businesses in this region to start tapping into how do we innovate? How do we grow? How do we become participants in this yeah. big game that's going on all over the country?
Yeah.
So it's not a matter of should we do it or can we do it? It's a matter of we have to do it if we want to survive as, you know, a city, because the whole country is going through that same thing. And so that's where, you know, Massive Corporation comes in and plays that part, working with organizations on the R&D level and, you know, really helping them understand what the innovation process looks like today compared to what it was just no more than 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's Massive Corporation.
Okay. And then there's Massive Academy that has yes. sort of sprung up from that.
Absolutely.
Or within that.
Yeah. Massive Corporation, because our touch is with companies.
Yeah.
It's not granular enough for me. I believe that whatever you do, you need to replace or you need to replenish where you're getting your resources from, if you call it that. So with Massive Corporation, if you think about if we're going to utilize local talent to do really, really cool stuff, and if that talent then transitions into maybe a company that's formed or a new product or a brand that's designed, and that talent is working on those projects, where's the new talent coming from? So that's okay. when we get into the side of we need to reach down deeper. We need to go down to the elementary school level, high school level, collegiate level. We need to start empowering the future, telling them, okay, these things are possible.
Wow.
So there's an education component there. So now, do we make a whole lot of money on that side of the fence? Not at all. But I think it's our duty that if we're going to take talent, we need to be replenishing the earth with talent. Talent that is equipped for the innovation economy. And so that's what Massive Academy is all about. It's about bridging the gap in between what students should be learning and what they are learning in the school system.
And you've already begun some of that work in the school system.
Absolutely.
With a couple of schools.
Yep. What we did was there's a platform that's an international, it's a global platform called code.org. Code.org was designed to help bridge the gap between the coding. There's going to be a problem within by 2020. There's going to be a shortage of 1 million jobs in the field of just programming computers, coding. 1 million. And we can't fill in the United States because we don't have enough kids in the STEM system. So what code.org is doing is they're bridging that gap by providing curriculum to help everyone from the housewife to the kid in school learn how to code.
Wow.
Touch code, learn how to code. It's pretty awesome. Look it up, code.org. And so we're champions of that. And so we've gotten into three schools where they have actually allowed us to come in and expose the children. Sometimes it's about exposure.
Interesting.
Just let them touch it. Just let them see that opportunity is there.
Talking with our good friend Vincent Hunt here. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. You stay with us.
Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray illumination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. It comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tint it. Truck and Car Concepts. 656-8800. Give us a call.
Whatever Tallahassee is talking about this week, Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
We're talking with Vincent Hunt here. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning. Beautiful weekend in Tallahassee. If you didn't know it was springtime, all you have to do is just look around. I mean, and it's not officially springtime, but it sure feels like it. And having a great conversation about not only those changes in season, but the season of intellectual development and the reshaping of education, the contributions of things like Massive Corporation, Massive Academy, Vincent Hunt, one of the architects involved in all of that. And you really are. I think of you as an apostle for mm-hmm. those who don't recognize that term outside of the religious context. There is an apostolic aspect of your contribution that it seems to me is I think of it like a Marine, you know, when you got to establish a beach head and you go in and mm-hmm. there all you got in front of you is beach and jungle, you know, and then yeah. you just dump you out there mm-hmm. and you go in and begin to build the infrastructure so that mm-hmm. the other forces coming behind you then mm-hmm. can take up that work. And
yes.
that's happened with you repeatedly,
mm-hmm.
and it's happening again. Now, we've talked Massive Corporation, Massive Academy,
mm-hmm.
But you got some other stuff happening,
yeah.
too. Tell us about this thing called Startup Grind.
Startup Grind.
Google thing.
Yeah.
What is that?
The thing about Startup Grind is a Google-backed entrepreneur platform
okay.
that Massive Corporation got involved with probably about 4 or 5 months ago.
Okay.
And the reason why I felt that, you know, Startup Grind would be important is because Startup Grind, there's 60 chapters all over the world of this movement.
Yeah.
And basically what it is, it's just a fireside chat platform where local startup champions can actually get on stage and we just have an intimate conversation about what it takes to actually start a startup.
Huh.
So this is going on all over the world. And one thing that I know about Tallahassee is it's kind of disjointed from the bigger conversation as it pertains to innovation, startups, and the things that are actually going on.
Yeah.
So Startup Grind is a bridge to me. What it does, because everything that we do in the Startup Grind context ends up on the startupgrind.com website, which then in turn is in 60 different chapters all over the world. So now somebody that's in Dubois can hear about what we're doing right here in Tallahassee.
Mm.
So if there's an opportunity or if there's a startup that needs funding or there's interest that may be somewhere abroad, they can now finally hear it through this platform. So for me, Startup Grind is about connecting people to ideas, and at the exact same time, bridging the gap in between us and what's going on in Silicon Valley, Dubai,
yeah.
Africa, all over the world.
The village just got smaller.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So in those ways, here Tallahassee then
mm-hmm.
is better connected to
mm-hmm.
that village, that conversation.
Yes.
And I come along with an idea about how to make a better plow.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a guy over there in Dubai who says, hey, I already worked that side of it, but I got this piece that I haven't figured out yet. And I know somebody over here
mm-hmm.
in, you know, Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, he's got that part figured out, too.
Yeah.
There you go.
And
so that puts Tallahassee on a global stage
yep.
that we didn't otherwise have the opportunity to participate in. Is
mm-hmm.
that the point?
That's the point. I think what happens in Tallahassee, what I've noticed in the last 3 years, and this isn't like a slap on the wrist, but what it is, it's an awakening. It's an idea of saying we can be great as Tallahassee, but are we great to the rest of the country?
I get you.
That becomes the question. That's why the brain drain problem is such a problem
sure,
here.
Sure.
You have a kid that comes out of FSU or FAMU
yep.
or TCC, wherever, and then they say, I've got to go out to Silicon Valley to make my idea work. Because in their mind, their perception is that's where everything is happening.
Right.
So until we can change that perception by actually becoming part of that bigger conversation and actually being cool, we'll always have that problem.
We'll always be a football team.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so it's because that's part of the national conversation, yep. Right?
I think it's fascinating.
Yeah, it is.
That we have been put back into that spotlight at a time when all of this other that you're involved
yes.
in and so many
it's
others
all are perfect
involved.
Timing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, that's right. Tallahassee. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
And you know, for his part, thank you, Mr. Winston, mm-hmm. One of three since 1950 to go undefeated, win the championship, and
right.
win the Heisman.
Right.
And smile the whole way.
Right.
In the face of what was a criminal investigation
mm-hmm.
that people said, oh, forget it. It's mm-hmm. over. You know, he ain't going to win the Heisman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, really? Oh, watch me.
Watch me, right. But isn't it interesting how that happens, though?
It is very
If you think about timelines, like I got here 3 years ago with a vision.
Yeah.
And I understood that this canvas called Tallahassee needed some paint. That we need to do some really, really interesting and cool things. Yeah. And so we start walking. There's a bunch of champions. You have the JT Burnetts of the world, the Kim Rivers of the world, the Connors and the Bryants of the world, and all these revolutionaries that are kind of emerging.
Yeah.
We've been walking for a little while.
Yeah, yeah.
Then we walk right into a championship,
yeah.
like 3 years later. And we're still walking.
Darko Bukaritz, the new conductor for Tallahassee Symphony Orchestra,
mm-hmm.
living up in Missoula, Montana. He's their director up there. Huge FSU fan, huge basketball mm-hmm. fan, decides he's going to take this gig in Tallahassee. We had him on the show here a few months ago.
Oh, that's awesome.
He's like, what a great year to be in Tallahassee. You yeah. guys did that just for me.
Yeah.
Like, sure we did. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what's going on. And so all of that sort of collective energy
mm-hmm.
sort of reaches a critical mass, it seems to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got people like you who have been trotting along, you say mm-hmm. walking it out there.
Mm-hmm.
What else have you got cooking? Are there other things that you can talk about at this point?
There's
this is where it gets juicy.
There's some cool stuff going on.
Come on, tell us. I know you got a new dog. That's a cool thing.
Yeah, he's cool.
Beautiful husky.
He's cool. Yeah. Yeah, he's.
And you got a new beautiful relationship in your life.
Yeah, yep. Sandy, that's my cool. fiance. She's there. Phenomenal. Yep.
Life is good, brother.
Life is good. Life is good.
And God is good.
All the time.
And, you know, that part of your life for me,
mm-hmm.
I shouldn't say part of your life, the way in which you live your life
mm-hmm.
is from a faith perspective.
Yes.
It is a faith orientation.
Yes.
Which to me is such a perfect fit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the famous quote Thomas Edison said, rules?
Right.
Rules? Hell, we don't have time for rules. We're trying to create something.
Absolutely.
So.
Yes.
And you come at it and say, well, yeah, that works, and you can work that.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my way.
Right.
I'm working over here in this other operating system.
Mm-hmm.
How does that create conflict for you? Or does it, I guess? I mean, do you find yourself sort of running amok at certain points where
yeah.
people just don't get it? How can you work that way?
Yeah, I think I find a lot of peace in the chaos. You know, I think that faith is being able to walk in the dark or walk in chaos and be able to name a thing and say it's going to exist and just believe it mm-hmm. and be able to go get it. And when you do that, the only way you're ever going to do the impossible is that you believe it yourself. You have to believe the impossible, and then you'll do the impossible. And then people say, well, how'd you do that? That becomes the greatest moment of testimony right there. It's, I serve a God that's much bigger than all of us. And so therefore, when he gives me a nugget, I just go get it. It's real simple. So for me, it really doesn't cause a lot of conflict. It causes conflict for other people because they may not get it or they may not see it, but that's okay. Because when it manifests into the earth, just like about 90% of the other stuff that's been manifested into the earth that we didn't see before, now all of a sudden you have that testimony. You can say, see, you didn't see it, but you do now. And it goes back to that joke. The little girl who's sitting in the classroom and she's doing the drawing. I'm sure everybody's heard this joke, and if you haven't, this is going to be real cool for you. But the little girl, she's sitting there, she's doing the drawing, and the teacher looks over his shoulder and says, what are you doing? She says, I'm drawing a picture of God. She says, wait a minute, nobody's ever seen God before. The little girl looks up at her and says, in a minute you will. Right? The human's capacity to create and to imagine and to believe and to manifest things into this earth is much greater than most people give it credit. We have a lot of power. We just don't use it.
And that is,
I'm one that just chooses to use it.
And that isn't necessarily resigned to any one individual.
No, it's not. Whether you're a believer or not a believer, God is a God of promises. And I don't want to get too religious about it, but he's a God of promises. And he says that he will give dreams and visions to men in the earth.
Huh.
He says he'll do that. You have people that are completely non-believers, but they may be tremendous givers to charity basically living the principles.
Yeah, yeah.
And they manifest things into the earth because they believe them.
Yeah.
They're in the right operating system.
Yep.
And so I think sometimes we get it twisted when the conversation shifts into do you believe in God or if you don't believe in God or
it's not the question,
or whatever. That's not really the question.
Yeah.
That's not it.
Yeah.
The question really is a question of your own personal capacity to believe in the things that you cannot see, which is faith.
Yeah, it is.
At the end of the day.
Which is a human characteristic.
That's it.
Absolutely. Folks, we're having a conversation here. I hope you're enjoying it. I'm learning a lot, and we want you to stay with us. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny here on a Saturday morning. We'll be right back. Folks, there are four ways to shine in life, and Merry Maids has it all going on. Experience, reliability, thoroughness, and professionalism. And that's why we rely on Merry Maids right here at our studios. And I want to tell you, when I come into the office and I find the studio fresh and clean, it's a great feeling. And the neat thing about it is they get into all the details that I probably would overlook. But I want to tell you something else. As a new customer, when you sign up for their 24 weekly or biweekly cleanings, on your first cleaning, you're going to save up to $400 because they'll spend that first cleaning doing the extra, extra deep cleaning that you probably would do. Here's another special offer. You're going to save yourself 10% on that first call just by mentioning Tallahassee Talks when you call. Would you do that for me? Call Merry Maids this week. Here's the number, 386-2205, and tell them, I heard your ad on Tallahassee Talks, and I'm ready to receive 10% discount on my service. They'll do it for you. They're right here in Tallahassee. You can go online at merrymaids.com.
The most talked about topics in town. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We're back live, sort of, on a Saturday morning because we have Vincent Hunt with us, and in fact, we have... Man, I tell you, we've barely scratched the surface on a lot of topics, but not the least of which would be the various projects that you find yourself engaged in.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me a little bit ago about this Stadium Runner. What is Stadium Runner about?
Stadium Runner is an interesting situation. Me and Jim Hunt, and we kind of mentioned Jim Hunt in the beginning of this conversation.
Minulus, right.
Yeah, with Minulus and Kind Intelligence.
Yep.
Well, he took me to an FSU game. I'm not even a sports guy, really, at the core.
Yeah, well, we'll forgive you for that. That's okay.
Okay. But Jim took me to an FSU game, blew my mind. It was a phenomenal situation. But one thing that I noticed in the stadiums was the concession system was the same concession system that I can remember from like when I was a kid, the last time I went to a stadium. You got guys walking up and down, you know, the stairs with guys and girls walking up and down the stairs with these big blue things around their neck, you know, crying out concessions. I said, Jim, that's broken. Now, this was probably a year and a half, almost 2 years ago. I said, it's broken. And so that thought, that one little seed, and we're talking about faith and we're talking about how seeds are just kind of dropped and you have to just trust that you have something and walk with it. I kind of put it on the back burner, but it wouldn't go away. And so I knew I was supposed to try to solve that problem. And so the problem of sitting in the stands, wanting concessions, and one, not wanting to wait for the person walking up and down the stairs, or two, not wanting to get up and go get in the line. So I began the process of designing a platform called Stadium Runner. And Stadium Runner is interesting to me because once it was all designed, JT Burnett, I pitched it to him. He said, Vince, that's phenomenal. We need to move it forward. Who you got to do it? And so we didn't have the people to actually do it, the coders and developers that need to make it happen. So ultimately what we had is we have two FSU students, Connor Grady, Joseph Bryant. We bought them together. Bryant Joseph, and we brought them together, and when they came together, they became the team Stadium Runner. Mm-hmm. They believed in the vision enough to say, you know what, guys, we can take this thing forward. Mm-hmm. So you have a JT Burnett who has tons of wisdom and funding capabilities to start pushing them forward. You have the original idea that I produced, and they started moving it forward. And now here, you know, just a few short months later, these two young FSU students have an idea that Aramark has tons of interest in. Aramark being one of the largest concession management companies in the world, is looking at this thing saying, if you make this happen, we're all in with you. So now what will happen futuristically in the very near future, because they're releasing in baseball, you from your seat, you'll be able to use your smart device, your smartphone, to actually order concessions directly to your seat, no matter where you are. Pretty awesome.
It is very awesome. We talked a little bit about characteristics of folks who are innovators of that kind, and what I noticed too is your comment about solving a problem, you know, seeing a situation that is broken, and then trying to figure out, how do I fix that? And faith, you said, was a big part of that for you. Are there other characteristics that you find in people who are like-minded, who approach life in that way? When you think of somebody who is an innovator, a problem solver, what do you notice about those kind of folks?
That they're pretty dogmatic. They don't care about what everybody else is saying, right? Like, so for instance, I can say, in the future, you'll be able to order concessions from your seat, from your smartphone. You'll have 1,000 different reasons why that can't happen. People will tell you, right? Innovators really don't listen to the noise. They look at the problem and begin trying to solve that problem and bringing in relevant solutions that will actually become a reliever of a pain point, if you call it that. While others are saying that can't be done, or maybe it can't, or whatever, the innovator stays true to the course and ultimately produces something that has value and that's magical. So they're very dogmatic. I mean, I really can't care about because if the public opinion really, really mattered that much, then the problem would have been solved a long time ago.
Yeah.
But it's not, because you have all that, you know, adversity that comes against it. So as an innovator, you just kind of have to close your ears for a moment. Be still enough, long enough, get your download, right?
Yeah.
And write out how you see this thing playing out. And then ultimately, people will wrap themselves around those ideas and make them happen.
Right?
So that's one attribute that they have. They're very dogmatic. They have faith. They're very dogmatic. Tremendous storytellers. You have to be a great storyteller. If you have an idea to get other people to believe that idea, you have to be able to communicate that idea in a way where they can actually see it. They can feel it. And if that begins to happen, now you have stakeholders that come into that idea to make it come to life. There's so much power in the tongue, right? The ability to articulate an idea. There's life and death in the tongue. So you can speak a thing into the earth, and you can kill a thing in the earth. Innovators choose to speak things into the earth. And that is a huge difference as well.
Seems to me, too, there's this sort of inoculation to failure, you know, that setbacks and failures. Again, I'm thinking of Thomas Edison, this famous, you know, question. Well, yeah, you've tried all these different materials to create a filament for your light bulb here, and they've all failed. You know, and you said, well, yeah, but that's just one more that I know isn't going to work, and it moves me forward to find the one that will work.
Absolutely.
There's no sense of, hey, I'm giving up on this because obviously, I don't have this together. He continued to push forward, and there are countless examples of that. Have you had those setbacks with some of the projects you've been involved in?
Absolutely. You know, and I think that setbacks and failure, with failure, at the core failure, your triumph over it really, really hinges on your capacity to actualize with the fact that you're human. Humans are doomed to fail. It's inevitable because we're not perfect. So we're going to try stuff. It's almost like when you're a kid. When you're a kid, you don't have any fear of failing. Have you ever seen a kid actually pick up a remote control to a TV? They don't think about if they're going to break the TV. They just start pushing buttons and making stuff happen. And if they ultimately turn the TV off, they just kind of look at you like, okay, turn it back on so I can start pushing buttons again. An adult, because they have this idea or this fear of failure or breaking something, they'll get the remote and study it 15 minutes before they even push one button because they want to get it right the first time. So there's another characteristic of an innovator. I never really think about failing as failing. I think about failing as just what you said, just one stepping stone to getting me closer to where I need to be. I'm pushing buttons on the remote.
Yeah, all the ways to not do it.
Right. You know, and so have there been things that have failed? Absolutely. All the time, all over the place. And I won't be the one to sit here and say, oh my God, we get it right every time. I say we get it wrong 90% of the time. But those 10% of the times that we get it right is when you get a microwave.
Yeah, Babe Ruth had more strikeouts than anybody else.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
One time somebody gave me the analogy of Michael Jordan, right? They said, Michael Jordan, if you think about how many times he shot and how many times he missed, we don't talk about that. We just talk about how many great games he won.
That's right.
Right? Yep. So you have to switch your thinking when it pertains to innovating and creating and making something new. And realizing that failure is not a bad thing. Fail and fail fast because you learn faster that way.
Amen.
Just keep doing it. If it's a sandcastle and it falls, just get more sand.
Folks, I hope that you're finding in these comments the inspiration you need for your day. I certainly have. And Vince, I want to tell you, it's my fault. We need to have you back in here every week.
So every week.
We have a show called The Vince Show, but it's about applying those things that you shared with us, and then at the same time recognizing we are in Tallahassee at a time when innovation is the buzzword.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get involved further in the conversation. Folks, that's why we are here. We're glad you tuned in this morning. Vincent Hunt, a massive corporation, and all sorts of other stuff that he's going to continue to tell us about as the time goes forward. Vince, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me here. This is such a privilege, man. This is an honor.
We love it. And, folks, we love having you with us. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny every Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you again next week. So come on, Tallahassee. Come talk to me.
The possibility of a concussion is a reality for anyone who is active in sports or physical activity. Tallahassee Orthopedic Clinic has opened its regional concussion center, providing baseline and post-concussion testing to aid in evaluation and treatment. The TOC Foundation is proud to offer baseline concussion testing as a community service for only $20. Call today for an appointment, 877-8174.